I am not in my studio today, rather. I'm in the sitting room, sitting in front of what's the second log fire that I've lit this month, which is quite unusual. It must be more autumnal than normal in August here in Wales. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's Thursday the 27th of August, and this is my 60th Audio Boo micro podcast, and the fourth that I've recorded specifically to go with my new micro magazine, Getting Your Important Work Done. I'm just going to pour out my cup of tea, which I've been sitting brewing for longer than I intended, and then I shall get on. There we are. In my last micro podcast, I was talking about how, since I've been diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, I've learnt how important it is to say no, so that I can focus on my important work and have the time and the energy to get on with that. And this time, I just wanted to talk a little bit about how important it is to say no, even to doing sometimes, not even getting on with one's important work, but actually to give time aside to rest and recuperate. And accept that some days there really isn't the energy even to do one's important work. And this month particularly, I've been reminded of that. I've had a very tired August, and I've had to almost hibernate, just getting on with the really vital stuff and letting everything else go. And I've been very lucky that even actually in that time, I've managed to still earn enough to meet my needs for next month, which I'm very grateful for. So thank you very much to everyone who's bought some of the last remaining sets of my illustrated journal, The Beanie. It's been a big help for all of you that have bought that. And there's still a few left if you want to go onto my website, which is www.michaelnobbs.com. And there's a little button down on the bottom right-hand corner called The Final 40. You can find out more about my illustrated journal there. But yes, I've had to accept the need to rest, really, which I do quite a lot. Most weeks I have to rest for a day or two and do very little. But this month has really been about resting, which I do find, I've always found, quite difficult to accept. But there we are. I suppose we have to. And one of the ways that I do that, really, is to kind of look back and see what I actually have accomplished. And doing that makes me realise that, well, even when I'm resting, kind of stuff is ticking over. And the longer I work at my blog and write my books, the more there is kind of just happening in the background. Stuff that I don't have to be doing every day, but people still visit my blog, people still buy my stuff. And that's great. It's kind of a perfect way of working for someone like me with very limited energy. So I'm very grateful for that. And then sometimes, like today, I can do one little thing, like record this micro podcast. One little thing that feels like it kind of keeps things moving along. But some days there really isn't even energy for that, and I think we just need to accept that. So I kind of wanted to say that, really, for people out there like me who have limited energy, and the days when you can't do stuff, it really is okay not to do stuff. And it's kind of a bit like, I suppose, if you plant seeds, they kind of germinate in the dark. That's kind of an image that I hold on days like this. And it's very pleasant here, sitting on my sofa, sitting in front of my fire. I'm having what I think of as a pyjama day, a day when I just sit in my pyjamas and drink tea, watch the fire, and watch some television. So I hope wherever you are, you're having a good day. And if it's a pyjama day for you, feel okay about that. And if it's a day that you can get on with your important work, that's great. And think of that as a way of planting seeds for the future, for days that you can have a rest and you can have time off. Okay, that's all. And I shall be back with more soon. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.